If you take your Bibles and turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 18. And here in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus tells a story. Story about a woman, a widow. And in this story, this parable that Jesus is teaching to us, this woman has a problem. And so she goes to a judge. And in verse 5, we see, "Yet because this widow troubles me," the judge is speaking, he says, "I will avenge her." Hey, he's going to give her what she wants, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And now Jesus is going to teach us a lesson. This is the part of the parable. And the lesson comes here in verse 5, 6, 7, 8. He says, "I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes," talking about the second coming, "will he really find faith on the earth?" Boy, what a question. He wants to know if in the last days there's going to be people wanting to pray in faith to him. Now, today we celebrate the communion service. And the communion service is about us reconnecting with God. Communion isn't something we do once a quarter in this church. It's not something we do once a week in this church. It is something that we do every day in our lives. We need to commune with God. Okay? Prayer is part of it. All right? Yeah, we just sung some beautiful hymns. Yeah, that's part of it. Praising God for who he is and what he has done for us in our lives. And reading scripture is another important part of connecting with God. All these things are important to us. And today, as we celebrate the communion service together, yeah, I want us to commune with God every day throughout the day. All right? If you turn with me to where our scripture reading was this morning, to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. All right? I'm going from Luke to Matthew. Matthew 6 and verse 6. And you know, today, we have so many neat things in this world that they didn't have back at the time of Jesus or any other age. All right? We have our cell phones. Yeah. Yeah, I got mine right up here. All right? And some of you are looking at your own cell phones. All right? Yeah. We have computers. Yeah, we have AI. All these things are to save us time, to make our life easier and better. Yeah, but the reality is that people, church people, good people, studies have revealed that church people, including pastors, all right, so I include myself in this, are spending less and less time with God. We're spending less time communing with God. We're spending less time in studying his word and in prayer and in praising God. Seems incredible, but it is happening today. And as it declines, as we spend less and less time with God, yeah, our connection with God. Yeah, when God gives us those clear answers to our questions, when God speaks to our hearts, yeah, we're not ready. We're not listening. We're not prepared. We don't sense God's presence in our lives like we used to. Yeah, and we used to be able to make decisions clearly and we find strength in the Lord, and we find joy in the Lord. But God's people are now too busy. And so today, I'm going to ask you to examine your own life. The time you spend with God. And I want to challenge you to spend heart time with God each and every day. And Jesus did this. This is the Sermon on the Mount. Did you notice this in your scripture reading this morning? But you, all right? He's speaking to each one of us. He says, but you, when you pray. Now, Jesus is expecting us to pray, all right? And he's going to give us three things here. He's going to say, hey, go into your room, all right? Yeah, I believe the King James said closet, okay? Yeah, in other words, go to a quiet place, a special place, a place where you can meet with God. You know, that's what we like about camp meeting. That's why we like going down out into the redwoods. Yeah, because it's a special place without all the distractions. It's a special place where we don't get the best cell phone reception or the best Wi-Fi reception. We don't have those things that distract us. And what do we do out there? Yeah, well, out there, we can sense God's presence, his Spirit speaking to each one of us. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to go. He wants to be near us. You know, sometimes we like to be busy. And Jesus talks about busyness in our own prayer lives. And we like to be busy because it makes us think that we're working our way closer to God. Look at this. In verse 5, he talks about prayer. All right? In verse 5 here, he's talking about prayer. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the corners of the streets that they may be seen by men. Yeah. Can you believe that? Instead of wanting to communicate, to have communion with God, they want it to be seen. And we can do the same things today. We can change. We can miss the importance of prayer and saying, hey, God, yeah, look at me. Yeah, God is looking at you. And he is looking at what is in your heart. And so Jesus warns us about this. Hey, I don't want you to pray like that. He warns us, don't do that. And look at verse 7, right after our scripture reading verse. It says, and when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, don't do what the heathen do. When you pray to God, yeah, listen to what he says here. He says, go into your room. Go find a place that is a way that you can shut the world out. In fact, look what he says next. He says, not only go into the room, but when you have shut your door. Yeah, close out all that noise from the world, all the distractions. I want you to spend time with me. That may mean you have to shut off your cell phone. Keep that computer off, all right? Yeah, anything that distracts you, you have to keep away from those things. And you need to spend time with God. Go into your room. Yeah, go into your room. Yeah, in the Old Testament, in the book of Kings, Elijah, he went into the room to pray for the Shunammites son. And he prayed, and he brought him, through the power of God, back to life. Yes, God hears our prayers, even prayers for the impossible. But Elisha knew the importance of going into the room and closing the door behind him. Yeah, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray, now get a load of this, to your Father. How do you look at God today? Do you look at him as your Father? Yeah, yeah. We praise him today that he's the high God, but he's more than just a high God. He's high and lifted up. Yeah, angels worship before him. All creation exalts his name. But he is also your Father. Jesus is saying, hey, you can have a special relationship with God through prayer. Don't take it for granted. Don't miss it. You have a privilege. You can commune with your Father each and every day. What a privilege is ours. And this is what the communion service reminds us of, that we have the privilege to commune with God every day. It says here, not only do you pray to your Father who is in secret, all right? It says, and your Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. Isn't that beautiful? Wow. Yeah, Jesus is saying, not only can we come to the Father, but he is listening, and he is going to hear and answer and bless you. He's going to give you his wisdom, his peace, his strength. Yeah, he's going to help you and be with you day by day. Yeah, he's challenging us. He's calling us to enter into communion with him. Wow, what a privilege we have today to reconnect with God. In this church service, we put away the things of the world, and we exalt our God. We listen to his words. You know, Jesus did this himself, didn't he? In the Garden of Gethsemane? Yeah. Didn't he take his 12 disciples into the garden? Then he takes three of them. And then he goes a little bit further than the other three, Peter, James, and John. He goes a little bit further. And he is alone with God. And in that prayer, he prays, Father, not my will be done, but your will be done. Yeah, Jesus is asking us today to follow his example. Yeah, this is what the communion service reminds us of. God calls us to his presence, and he calls us to have a special relationship. We are his children. He is our Father. We are his son, his daughter, and he gives us his ear. And he not only hears, but he will answer us. What a privilege to celebrate communion.